Jesus, I thank you so much for your heart of love for this precious child of God that you love so much. I pray now that your peace fill your child's heart. May your peace guard your child's mind right now. I pray for protection around them. Send your mighty angels to guard your child in every way. Be a hedge of protection and wall of fire around your child, burning away all that is impure, all that is unholy. Surround with your light and drive back the darkness. Anything evil that is working in the darkness, Lord, push further and further away. Turn down all of the voices, all of the noise, all of the chaos, so that the only sound that your precious child hears is your voice, Lord Jesus Christ. May your child only hear what you want to be heard. And now if you'll repeat after me. Jesus, I thank you for coming to save me when I was far away from you. I thank you that you didn't wait until I had everything just right, until I was perfect, because I never would have gotten there. Thank you for loving me, even when I was a sinner. Thank you for still loving me, even though I still sin. Lord Jesus, help me to approach your throne of grace with confidence and with boldness. Every sin of my past, I lay before your cross. All of the shameful sins that I still feel guilty about, even though I have confessed them many times, I lay these sins before your feet. And now take a few moments just to allow the Lord to bring to your mind those things that you need to lay at his feet, those things that you've carried for a long time, those sins, the shame, the memories over and over again occurring in your mind, keeping you in bondage, keeping you in pain and shame. Just lay them at his feet. And perhaps you can imagine yourself as you lay them at your feet, just opening your hands and just placing them down there. And then when you walk away, literally step away with empty hands. Just kind of hold your hands up empty, because they're his now. They're not yours no more. He's willing to take them all. I'll just give you a few moments to do that. If you need more time, you can do this at the end of the prayer. Take it at the end of the prayer. But for now, we'll just keep going. So if you'd repeat after me. Father, I ask that you take all of this guilt and all of the shame. I don't want them anymore. I have lived too long with these burdens and these hurts, and I want to let them go. Help me to find grace and mercy for myself and for others. Give to me the mind of Christ so that I can think about myself and think about others as you do, Jesus. Continue to bring light into my darkness. Teach me to think like you and to love like you. Lord Jesus, I give you my heart now.